Okay, we're on the top of Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. Rechov Teva V'Sakim Efer Efer Kura Umoria. These are the Simon. Help us remember the next things we're going to learn. Lama Yotzin L'Rechov. So why do they go out into the street on the Tainis? Rabbi Chia Bar Abamar Lomar Zaka Betzina. Zaknu, excuse me, Betzina Valona Ninu, that we cried out quietly, referring to in shul. You know, we tried davening in the shul and we were not answered. So as a result, Nevazat Smeinu Befarhesia. So we'll humiliate ourselves by going out into the public. Reish Lakish Amar, another idea, Galinu Galosenu Mechaperes Lanu. We were Galinu, we went out into the street, and with the hope that this type of Galus will be a Kapara for us. Ask the Gemara, my Binai, what's an afkamina between these two ideas? Ikebinayu degali mi beknishta le beknishta. If you go from one shul to another. So you are going into galus, so to speak, because you're leaving your shul going to another shul. But according to the first reason, that we're humiliating ourselves by going out into the street, we're not out in the street in the end, we're in the shul still. So according to that reason, that wouldn't apply. Rashi, Betzina Bebet Knesset, Galinu Shiatanu mi Knesetenu from our shul, Galosenu Shtek Mechaper Dalein, should be a kapar for us. The Galim Meknishta Lebeknishta, Achrisa, to go to another shul, Galus Ika, so there you have in your Galus, because you left your shul, went to another one, but Varhesia Lake, you don't have the idea of being out in public. Nitbazeb Bavanosenu Bividui. Okay. Go on. Lama motzin es teva l'rechov ha'shelir. Why do you bring the Aaron out into the city? The answer is Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi Lomar klitznua hayalanu v'nisbaze b'vanoseinu, that we had this klitznua referring to the Aaron and it became degraded in our sins. As if to say we're taking out the Aaron out to the street, and as if to we are degrading the Aaron, so to speak, to remind us that the Aaron, the Torah, whatever, became degraded because of our sin. Okay. The next thing is actually comes not from our Mishnah, but from a Yerushalmi that says they used to wear sackcloth, go out to the basic forest, and they used to blow shofars. So on that, the Gemara asks, "Valama miskasim besakim?" So why would they wear these sackcloth? Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Lomar Harayanu Chashuvim Kivehema. Just say as if we are like animals, because they used to make the sackcloth out of the hides of the animals, the fur of the what do we call it, the zim.
How's the sackcloth?
What do you mean? How is it?
The sackcloth made out of red threads from the sheep.
Goat hairs. Velamanosim Efer Miklal Gabay Teva. Why would they put the ashes on the Aaron? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi Kolomar Imo Nochi Betzara, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us even in our tzara. Kilu, the Aaron represents like Hashem, the Shechina, whatever, and the ashes is like the tzara, that the Shechina is here when with us when we're in the tzara. And Reish Lakish Amar from a different pasuk, Bechol Tzarasam Lo Tzar. Whenever they have Tzar, Hashem has Tzar. Same idea. Amar Rabbi Zera, Mireish Ki Have Chazina Lehu LeRabbanan Diyay Veifer Miklal Gabi Tzeva. Said at first, when I used to see the Rabbanan putting the ashes on the Aaron, Mizdazeli Kule Gufai, my whole body shook. So I saw Parish. Okay, like what? What's the idea? So this is before you heard these maimers. In other words, he saw putting ashes on the thing, and it was like it shook him up. He couldn't understand, what's going on over here. But then, after he heard these maimras, that it's imo nochi v'tzara, b'chol tzarasam lo tzar, so then, okay, that's why. And I calmed him down, and he understood what the reason behind it was. V'lama nosnim efer b'rosh kol echad v'echad, and why would they put ashes on everybody's head? Pligi ba Rabbi Levi Barchama ve Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, the reason is Harayanu Chashuvim Lefanecha Kefer, that we are like ashes in front of you, Hashem. Chad Amar Kadesh Yiskor Afroshel Yitzchak. Remember the Kedesh Yitzchak. Ma'binai, what's a nafkamina? Yikibinayu afar stam, that about putting like dirt on their head. So if it's because of that we're like afar, so we're like afar, same thing. Like Avram said, nochi afar veafar. So either one is good. Right? But if it's to remember, okay, it's Yitzchak, so then you would want something like, you'd want real ashes, not dirt. It's not, dirt's not going to do it.
Even though there was no ash, like it's
Yitzchak. Yeah. I mean, well, there was. Lama yotzim lebeisak faras, and why would they go out to the beisak faras? Pligi ba Rabbi Levi bar Chama v'Rabbi Chanina. Chadamar harayanuz lefanech kemesi. The show is, if we're saying, you know, we're like in front of you, Hashem, like dead people. In order that the Mesim should daven for us. Amai binai, what's the nafka? Meaning, yikabinaihu kivrei nachrim, to go out to a goyish of basic faras. So if it's to say, look, we're like Mesim, okay, it doesn't matter, goyim or not, but if it's to that they should daven for us, so as Rashi's going to say, that they can't daven for themselves, but surely they're not going to be able to daven for us, the goyim. Okay, my Har Moriah, excuse me. So what's this Har HaMoriah? Why is it called Har Moriah? Because we're mentioning a case, Yitzhak, whatever. Pligi ba Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, Har Shiatzami Menu Hara, Yisrael. And that's the mountain that the Torah is going to come out for Yisrael from there. It's the mountain that there's going to be fear from it toward to the Goyim. The Goyim are going to be scared from there. So there's we're going to see in Rashi has two perushim of what this what is referring to. It could be one perush is talking about the Makom HaMikdash, that's Har HaMoriah. And therefore, the Hora is the Torah that comes out from the Lishkas HaGazis, the Sanhedrin, and the fear that the Goyim see are Hashivas or whatever. And the other is parish is that Har Moriah is actually Har Sinai, where the Torah was given. So the Yatzah Hora al Yisrael is literally the Torah, the Hora of the Torah. And that the Moralumas Olam, we see also the Goyim were feared at the time of Matan Torah. The two perushim. We have to see Rashi now. Okay. V'lama miskatsim v'sakin shayu chogrim sakin tanina b'Yerushalmi. This is, we mentioned, this is in the Yerushalmi. Shayu chogrim sakin v'yotzin v'besak faros v'tokim v'kranos. They would wear the sack and go out to the basic forest and blow the shofars. Ubay la mebay, sakim lama. And therefore we're asking why the sakin, ubesak forest lama, why they go out in basic forest, kia shofar lama. Bebehema, misara behema, ninhu, that the sakim were made out of the, we said, the goat hair, whatever, minosa shalizim. Afar stam, sha'eno efer mikla. This is afar, the nafkamina would be if they to put just afar stam on and not afar mikna, not ashes. Schiras afar shayitzak leika. You don't have, therefore, the remembering of the afar of Yitzhak. Stam lo garsinan, ela ikibinayu afar. So it's interesting. I've heard the question, like when you have a dibur maskil, did Rashi write that dibur maskil? Rashi wrote his parish. But the actual words of the Dibur HaMaskil, is that Rashi, or is that just the printer, whatever, that they, you know, wrote the Dibur HaMaskil of, you know, for Rashi? So, Lechura, we have a raya from this Rashi that it wasn't Rashi, right? Because our Dibur HaMaskil says, Afar Stam, right? And then Rashi says, Stam Lo Garsina, right? So, why would he write Stam Lo Garsina if he wrote Afar Stam, right? So, Lechura, it seems to be much weird that it's you know, it's not Rashi that wrote the Afar Stam.
Well, yeah, it has a gear still like that. Otherwise, you couldn't have said.
He saw such a thing, right?
Yeah. So on that's not the right gear.
So
he's
actively taking it out. It's like the
bottom. Right. But he would actually write it, and then say, "Don't say what I wrote is not. Don't write it." It could be. Right. Sometimes, yeah. Right. In those cases, yeah. In those cases, it's clear. Okay, so ilkabinayu afar. So we said enafkamina is the afar because it doesn't remind you of the case yitzhak, but it's that you're like afar. Kivrei akum, v'makom she'en kivrei Yisrael levakesh rachamim. The kivrei akum is when there's no kivrei Yisrael. In other words, if obviously you would go to a Jewish cemetery, but if there isn't, so then you would, if you would go to Goyish, that means that would be the nafkamina. Filu al atzman leka, they don't daven for themselves. Chol shekein alei, not going to be able to daven for us. My har Maria, chule. I read the, what's har Maria got to do with this? The id the iri ben plukta, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Chanina, tananami hai plukta. We're talking about the machloikasim of Levi and Chanina, so we're bringing this one in also. My har Maria, the Avram karala makom hakeda, har Hashem yeira'a. Uksiv in Bereshis el Eretz HaMoria. So we want, what does this Moria stand for? And fine. So Chadamar Yishat Samimenu Hara, Torah L'Yisrael, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, as if it came from Yerushalayim, from the Har Abayis, Yor Mishpatech El Yaakov, Elishka Tagazis, Sheba Amdu HaNevim HaMochichim L'Yisrael. So he said, that's the, according to this Pshat, it means it refers to the base of Migdash. And what's the Torah that came from the base of Migdash? It's from the Torah that came from the Lishkos of Gazis. Moral of the Kochavim, the fear to the Goyim, Sheshomim Gduas Yisrael, that they see the, they were in Yerushalayim, in the base of Migdash, and all the Gdula there, Yerushalayim, and Pachadim Aleim, and they, you know, they're afraid of them. So that's Shamati, I heard that Pshat. He says, Lish Nachrina, that Hamaria refers to Harsina. And it's the moral of the Kochavim, but Matan Torah, Dichsiv, Eretz, Yira, Vishaketa. So there was fear at the Har Sinai to the Goyim also. Okay, now back to the Gemara. We said in our Mishnah, Hazaken Shemehem Omer Lifneim Divrei Kavushim. So the Zaken, the older person, he says these Divrei Kavushim, he's like Musar to the Am. Tanu Rabbanan, Im Yesh Zaken Omer Zaken. So if there's a Zaken, so he should do that. V'im lav, if there's no zaken, then omer chacham. Then a chacham should. V'im lav, even if there's no chacham, omer adam shel tzura. A person of tzura. We'll see what that means. Rashi is going to say. So Gemara asks, atu zaken de ka'amar afal gav de lav chacham hu? Right? It seems strange. It says, first you get an old person. If not, then a chacham. It sounds like that the zaken is not a chacham. Right, so that's okay. You're getting some old guy as an Amaretz, you know, saying these Divrei Kvushim. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abayi, no Hachi Kamar. Im Yeh Zaken, Vehu Chacham, and he's also a Chacham, then Omer Zaken, Vehu Chacham. Im Lav, and if you don't have someone with both qualities, then Omer Chacham, then someone who's only a Chacham. Im Lav, and if not, Omer Adam Shel Tzura. And what do they say? This person say, "Achenu, my brethren, lo sak v'tanis gormim." It's not to want to take away the anger of Hashem from us. It's not going to be the sackcloth. It's not the fasting. Elachuva ma'isim toivim gormim. That's the ikker. The fasting, changing our ways. Shekein matzinu v'anche ninve shelo ne'mar behem v'yar Elohim ha'Elohim es sakam v'estanisam. It doesn't say that Hashem saw by anche ninve their sackcloth and their fasting, but rather what does it say? It says, Ella, v'yalu ha'aluhim es ma'aseim, kishavu midarkam hara. But rather, Hashem saw their actions, that they did tshuva from their bad ways. So that's the ikkar of the fast, not just the, you have to fast, maybe, but the ikkar is not, that ikkar is the doing tshuva. It says, v'iska abayan she'nin v'ezes, v'iska susakim ha'adam v'behema, my havu avde. So what did they used to do, the anshei ninbe, in order to help their tshuva? Hashem should, you know, listen to them. So they used to do the following. As far as habehemus l'chud, they would tie together the mother animals by themselves, vesavlados l'chud, and the children of the animals separately, so that the children can't nurse. Ve'amu l'fanav, and then they would say to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Imeinu atah merachem aleinu, ein anu merachemim aleinu. Hashem, if you don't have rachmanas on us, we're not going to have rachmanas on these animals. Or some say, this says, you tell us that we should have rachamim on these, so you please have rachamim on us. Ve'ikaru es el Elohim b'chazaka, and again, by anshei ninve, it says they called out to Hashem b'chazaka, like the strength. So Gemara says, Mayamur, what were they saying? So Amr Lefanav, they said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Aluv Hashenu Aluv. So different perushim with Aluv. Some say it means like chatsuf, like a chutzpedek. Someone who's chutzpedek and someone who's not, Tzadik V'Rasha, Mi Nichem Mipnei Mi. So who's Mevater to who? So usually the Tzadik, he's the one that's Mevater to, you know, to the Rasha. Or the Eino Aluv to the Aluv, the Eino Aluv. The Eino Aluv is to the Aluv. So too, what we're saying is, you know, Hashem, like you're the Rasha, you're the Tzadik, and we're the Rasha, so, you know, Mimavater, the Rasha, the Tzadik uses Mimavater to the Rasha, so Hashem, you're the Tzadik, so Mimavater to us, the Rishayim. That's what they used to say. Okay, back to Anshei Ninveh. V'yeshuvu ish midarko hara'a umina chamas asher b'chapeyam. And then they did tshuva, every man, from the robbery that was in their hands. My umina chamas asher kapeyem. What does that mean? Amar Shmuel afilu gazel merish ubano bebira mekakea kol abira kula umakzir merish labala. That even if they had stolen the beam and they already built it in their house, they took apart their house in order just to return that beam. That's the chamas that was in their hands, so what they built with their own hands in their houses, they destroyed it to return it. Amar Abba Bar Ava, Adam sheyesh biyado avera, someone who has an avera, specifically Rashi says a gezel, who misvade, and he does vidui, you know, feels bad that he stole or whatever, ve'eno chozer ba, but he doesn't do anything about it, doesn't return the gezel. Lama udomeh, what is he like? And to ladam shetofes sheretz, like a person that is holding on to a dead sheretz in his hand, v'yadosh, afilu tovel v'chol tefilah shebaolam. So if he's going to, he can tovel all the tefilahs in the world, and all the waters of the world, lo al salot tefilah, it's not going to help, as long as he's still holding the sheretz in his hand. Kevan shetaval barbim sa'a, excuse me, Zrako miyado, once he throws it out of his hand, then Kevin Tavel Barbim Sa Miyad al Salot Fila. Once he throws it out of his hand, and then he doesn't have to toivel in all these waters, he can toivel in a small little mikvah Barbim Sa, and that's enough, and it works. Shneemar Umoder Veozev Yerucham. Somebody who's Modeh, Mitvaden, Ozev, and he leaves the Zavera, he's Ozev the Avera, then Yerucham, then he'll have mercy. And he'll have mercy on him. The Omer, and it says Nisach Levavenu Al Kapayim El El Bashamayim, that somebody lifts up his heart with his hands. In other words, he doesn't only lift up his hands; lifts his heart also. He does tshuva, you know, with his heart. He leaves the avera completely. Then he's such a person. That's the right way to do it. Okay, Rashi. More than that. Okay. Afagav de lav chacham, the lav chacham. So he said the zaken, if not the chacham, mashma the zaken is not a chacham. El amaretz beat mia. So that's preferable to have a zaken even though he's an amaretz. Havada chacham, surely a chacham is better than a zaken. It's an amaretz. Im yesh zakam hu chacham. So what it really means is if the first person is someone with a zaken and a chacham, he should omer zakam v'hu chacham. Adam shel tzura. What is the different perushim? What does it mean? And if you don't have a chacham, then a person of tzura. What is tzura? So Rashi learns it means bal koma, a tall person. Sheishmeu v'kablu dvarav lamrichet alev, that they'll be listened to, because tall people have, you know, they tend to have this. So people listen to them. So that's bal tzura according to Rashi. My amor, so what does Anshei Ninveh say? Dichsi bechazaka, they said it bechazaka. The mashma of a koach mitzuach adin, as if they're confident, they're going, you know, the strength. Mi nidchem mipnei mi. So if you have a tzaddik and a rasha, whatever, so mi, havi omer, the tzaddik is mipnei a rasha, that the tzaddik gives into the rasha. So as if we're saying Hashem, give in to us. Im einatam merachem, so they tied up the animals separately, and they said, Hashem, if you don't merachem, kolomar, kashem shata omer lerachem aleilu, it's like Hashem, you're telling us to have rachmanas on these animals, dichsi verachamav al kol masav, so kain terachem aleilu, so too have rachmanas on us. Merish is a korah, is a beam, bira is a migdal, Sheish biyado avera is gezel veino choser bo l'shalem et hagazul. He stole, he doesn't pay it back. L'maru domo as he likes, etc. Nisa levavenu el kapayim, ima kapayim. El kapayim is with your hands. Tzarich lisah alev l'shamayim, to lift your heart also to the shamayim. Kolomar shechzor mikal kolot to do tshuva. Okay, back to the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, amdu b'tfila moridim lifnei hateva zakein v'chule. So they would daven, they put in front of the teva, in other words, sheikh tzibur bi'a zakein, etc. Tanu Rabbanan, amdu b'tfila, afa pishi yesham zakein v'chacham, ein moridim lifnei hateva el adam haragil. That even though you have your zakein and chacham, but it's better, it's preferable to have somebody, though, that is ragil. In other words, he knows, he's used to the davening, he's fluent in the davening. That's very important. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he's going to, now we're going to see some other milas of a bal tefila that he should have. Rabbi Yehuda says, metupal ve'einlo, somebody who has a number of children, and ve'einlo, and he has nothing to give them parnasa with. So it's, he's shavur, such a person is broken, and he, therefore his tefillah is very meaningful. Another quality is v'yeshlo yegia besadeh, somebody who works out in the field, his parnasa is out in the field, so he needs the rain really badly, so such a person is going to daven from the heart. U'beiso reikam, and his house is empty, so the Gemara is going to ask on that, because we just said already, metupal ve'einlo, and now again repeating somebody who based no reikam, the same thing, empty house, l'chor. More is going to ask on that. Upir konaya, somebody who's, we're going to see, that means he was good even when he was young, in his youth. Shval berech is somebody who is humble. Umaruth salam, that people like him. Yesh lo ni'ima, and he has a nice voice. V'kolo arev, similarly as a sweet voice. Ubaki likros b'torah v'nevim iksuvim, and he knows how to learn Torah, nevim iksuvim, lishnos a midrash, and b'halachos b'agados, and he's baki v'chol ha-brachas kulon, and he knows all the brachas, and v'yavu be'arabanan enayhu b'Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ami, and the Rabbanan, they looked at Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ami, that he seems to have all these qualities. Okay, finish up Rashi. B'tupal v'ein lo, he's the metupal yeshlot felim. People tuffle to him. In other words, he has children. The ain lo b'mali parnas. He doesn't have parnasa. Shelibo doeg alav. So he's worried. Vehu tzarich likrotz mikiras libo alim. So therefore, he davens from the depth of his heart to them. Yeshlo yigia basadeh. Somebody who works out in the field. Shemis kavanim yoter b'tfila geshamim. He's going to have more kavana for the rain if he has the field. Upir konaya, mefarsh l'gaman, is going to be explained. Shval berech is someone who is humble. Merutz la'am, noach lebrios, who maskimin l'tfilaso. Somebody who people like, and they'll agree to his tfila. Ne'ima is besume kala. Shemoshech alev, that he knows how to, bring the emotion out in the davening. And ragil likros, shehu apsukim shel tefilas during b'piv. So he knows how to read, so he's the psukim and the davening are going to be included.
What's
the sumen? Lashon, I think it's like Lashon, bosem. Like, yeah, so it's like a nice, like, sweet voice, like it's a...